There were many groups and individuals who expressed outrage at Don Imus this week, but the train of events that caused CBS and MSNBC to cancel his show may have begun with a researcher for Media Matters, a liberal advocacy group, who was monitoring Mr. Imus's show early Wednesday morning. That researcher recorded Don Imus's characterization of the Rutgers women's basketball team, posted the video to a website, and alerted hundreds of journalists. Eric Burns is Senior Communications Director for Media Matters and joins us in our studio. Mr. Burns, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Scott.
What do you think made this story catch fire?
That's a great question, and one that we've probably asked ourselves internally quite a bit, because we do these items every day and have been covering Don Imus and his history of bigoted language and racial slurs for a couple of years. I've had several journalists tell me that the fact that the target wasn't a politician or a public figure, but were a group of young women who were student athletes and not political figures or media personalities, I think showed how inappropriate that kind of language is, and there was a lot of outrage as a result.
So the difference might have been the story itself.
It might have been the story itself, but I'll tell you that we feel in many senses that this is the type of coverage and the type of attention that should have been paid a long time ago to this type of language, which is not isolated. This type of language, racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, homophobic language, has become more and more commonplace on the radio and on cable news.
How do you monitor? What kind of operation is that? Is there one or two people in a vast room?
No. It's a much larger organization than that. We've got over 50 people working in our Washington office, and it's a very intense and laborious process. Each morning, our researchers, our team of researchers, come in, and they are listening to their appointed programs, be it a radio show, Glenn Beck's headline news broadcast from the evening before, and they're listening for conservative misinformation, for falsehoods, for omissions of important facts, for, racist or sexist language. And then once that is identified, there is a very stringent process that we go through as an organization to ensure accuracy and fairness in the way that we ultimately release research items on these incidents.
And we should make plain, you as an organization, you've taken your shots at NPR.
Yeah, we've gone after NPR, we've gone after the New York Times, the Washington Post, and yeah, we try to monitor everybody to the extent that we can.
We get your emails and you're in our spam filter.
And we work hard to get around that.
And you do, I must say. They tend to burst through there all the time. I'm curious about this. Don Imus isn't Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly or Glenn Beck or Michael Savage. Don Imus has had politicians of both parties, certainly a whole slew of journalists, including, I think, a couple of NPR people. He has referred to Vice President Cheney as a war criminal repeatedly. This is not somebody you would ordinarily think would be in your sights.
We think that everybody's got to be held to a high standard and the same standard. And I think you're touching on a very interesting point because, when you talk about Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or Rush Limbaugh, for so many years, a lot of these folks weren't held to the same standards as Brian Williams or Tom Brokaw. And they were getting away with a lot more, but they have these really, really large audiences. And it's not about having an opinion. It's about being responsible in the way that you deliver your opinion.
Eric Burns with Media Matters for America, thanks very much.
Scott, thank you very much.